And I just want to dive right in with you and to have you take us back into the trenches of a key pivotal moment in your life when you really were maybe at a crossroads or a dark time when you discovered who you are. So I'd love to have you take us right there into that moment and paint the picture for us and let us know what happened next.
Yeah. So what's present for me a lot when I think about those moments are just around decisions of whether or not I was or was not going to commit suicide. And, you know, there's been a few of them, but one in particular that really stands out to me in this moment is, you know, I remember sitting in my living room and really asking myself, am I serious about this? Because there's thinking suicidal thoughts and there is planning to actually commit suicide. Those are a bit different. And I had a lot of suicidal thoughts, but I was really asking myself, like, do I actually have the courage to actually go through with it, or am I just trying to torture myself? And I remember looking over at the mirror in my bathroom, and I felt inspired in that moment of, if I was going to write something on that mirror to remind myself that I actually do want to live and I don't want to go down this path, like, what would that be? I remember just instantly feeling the sense of writing, if I could, I would. So if I could get through this, if I could overcome this pain, if I could actually achieve some of the things I'm looking to achieve, I would. That's what I would choose. And I'm just trying to escape all the pain I'm experiencing by thinking about suicide or planning it, which I've also done previously in my life. And so, you know, those really, I think, were the crossroad moments for me where shit really got real was, you know, am I going to actually commit suicide or not?
That's definitely real life or death right there. And just so we can get a better understanding of like what led you to that point, I'm just curious, you know, in your psyche, you know, what was that kind of pros and cons list of why you wouldn't want to live? What were like the main reasons for that? Maybe some of the feelings. And then on the other side, like what made you want to persevere through?
The thing that's always kept me alive is knowing what it would do to my parents. And knowing that if I actually went through with that, it would be devastating for them. And there was a moment, the first time I actually said I was going to commit suicide was in the sixth grade. And I just got detention for some behavioral problem that was probably deserved.
And what was it? You gotta tell us.
I can't even remember. I did so much crazy stuff in school. I was such a terror child. But I remember I got detention, and for me it was like, what could I do to get out of it? And so I remember sitting in this like after school in detention, and I looked over at the teacher and said, like, yeah, you're not going to see me tomorrow. And he looked at me and said, why not? And I said, because I'm going to kill myself. And I'm laughing, not because that moment wasn't intense, but because I'm present with, in the sixth grade, that's the idea I came up with to create a scene to be able to get out of detention, which of course did not successfully do that at all. Because then the teacher was like, I have a sixth grader talking about suicide. We need to take him to the counselor's office immediately. So they did. And I remember my parents got called in, and my mom looked over at me and with tears in her eyes, she said, why? Like, why would you think that? Why would you feel that way? Like, we've tried to do everything for you and give you everything that you could ever need. Why would you feel like that? And I've never forgot that. That moment of just seeing how much pain me even saying that put my mom in. And that's been the thing that when things really got real and we're really like, this is a conversation I'm having, I'm planning it, I'm writing suicide notes. Those were the moments where just thinking about my parents and knowing what it would do to them was what kind of kept me to persevere. And eventually, you know, that also came to a point this summer where I was feeling that way. And I started to actually feel trapped because of that feeling of, it's not my choice to live. It's my choice to not do that to my parents. And so I got to process that and shift that in my life as well.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And